Okay, I'm sounding like a broken record these days, walking through the house, reminding the kids to turn off the lights when they leave a room. This has always been the case, but now that a lot of us are home, we're using more electricity, water, and heat. And with these uncertain economic times, people are trying to save every penny they can. So we brought in Mary Farrell. She's a senior editor at Consumer Reports, and she's been writing about tips to keep our utility costs down. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
You write about changing habits to save energy as a quick way to save money. And I want to go through some of the areas you focused on. First, what can someone do differently when it comes to heating and cooling?
Well, fortunately, it's been pretty mild in most parts of the country, although there are some extremes in the south and in the northeast. But typically, if you need to heat, you know, lower your temperature. If you need to cool, raise it. You can kind of experiment with that. But for every degree that you change your temperature, you'll save 3% on your utility bill.
And every little bit adds up. What about cooking? A lot of us are cooking at home more now. How can we change our cooking habits to save money?
Well, one thing we say is that if you're cooking a small thing, don't do it in a big oven. And that you can save, you know, even though it's cents on a dollar, it adds up because we're cooking all day. So like the example we gave was a meatloaf. If you cook it in a regular oven, it's 24 cents. In a toaster oven, it's 11 cents. And if you cook it in a microwave, it's 4 cents, but it would probably taste terrible. But don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, next, dishes and laundry. What can we do differently to save money while doing those chores?
Well, with laundry, we're going against our usual advice, which is to do everything in cold water. But now the CDC wants you to use warm water as warm as you can. So even that saves money. But we're saying use bigger loads. And then if you have a high spin cycle, use that because the more water you get out of the wash when it's in the washer, the less time it takes in the dryer. And the dryer actually takes more energy than the washer. Mm. And with dishes, we've always said don't pre-rinse your dishes, and we're sticking to that because if you rinse your dishes in the sink, you're using like 7 gallons of water a minute. But if you, a dishwasher typically uses 3 to 5 gallons per cycle. So that's a huge difference.
Okay, so I'll have to find another chore for my kids to do.
Rinsing
the dishes. I want to go back to cooking. Is there a difference in how we should conserve energy for gas stoves versus electric stoves?
That's not something we've tested, but for both of them, you should match the size of your pan to the size of the burner. So if you have an electric stove, don't use like a 6-inch pan on an 8-inch burner. And if you have a gas stove, you just turn the flame down until it's just hitting the pot and not like coming up the sides.
Yep. You have some good water-saving tips, which some Americans may be familiar with after dealing with years of drought, especially here in California. What are some ways we can be conserving water right now?
Well, we recommend – I was trying to keep this to things you can do without going to the store. But if any leaks you can fix will save you money. You may not even know that you're losing money at this point. So if you have extra washers around – that you can put in your faucets. That helps a lot. And then take shorter showers. Mm. Don't leave the water running when you're brushing your teeth. And don't use your toilet for anything other than a toilet. And then again, don't pre-rinse your dishes because that wastes tons of water.
Yeah. You suggest changing filters and appliances too as a way to make sure they're working as efficiently as possible. What are some examples of that?
Yeah, so any filter, you know, anything you can clean will make your appliance run more efficiently. It's like a window air conditioner, and people with central air, they have the filters also, and dehumidifiers have filters. If you have an over-the-range microwave, that thing collects tons of grease. You just wash that off. And then a lot of people don't know that their dishwasher actually has a filter. Like if you have a super quiet dishwasher, it probably has a filter that you have to clean. Because the reason, one reason dishwashers were so noisy is that they were grinding up all the waste. So you should clean that filter too. And vacuum cleaners also, they just run more efficiently. And some have replaceable filters and some have washable filters. So please check your owner's manual.
Mary Farrell is a senior editor at Consumer Reports. Mary, thank you so much for these tips.
Yes, thank you.
And Consumer Reports has so many other tips we didn't get to, like make sure your windows and doors are sealed tight so that cool air doesn't sneak in. That's something those on the East Coast and Midwest know a lot about. And if it's a chilly day in where you live, you can open your curtains to let the sunlight in and warm things up. Also, consider running your dishwasher at night because in some cases, electricity rates are lower then. And if you don't already have one, consider a smart thermostat because it can help you save energy by adjusting the temperature in your home based on your activities. And Jeremy, of course, one thing we cannot sacrifice right now to save water is washing our hands. The CDC is still advising all of us keep washing our hands frequently with soap and water for at least 20 seconds.
Although I must say sometimes 20 seconds does feel like it could be
like 5 minutes.
A little too long for me. It does feel long, but anyway.
Yeah. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Mosley.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.